Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Okay, can you do that? Hello.
Hello there. It's called Sir Duke.
Hi, everybody. It's Deborah Lee here. Just having a little,
she's just dying. That's no big deal.
Seasonal allergy coughing spell.
You ready?
All right, I think we've heard enough.
Great tune. Glad to turn it off, man. Great tune.
Yes.
Okay, all right, back to the coughing one. Hey, Deb.
Yeah.
You have the floor. Can you speak?
I'd like everyone to remember that we're using ordinary playing cards for all the readings during the show. It's the method that you heard in the intro that my grandmother taught me. What? Oh.
Thumbs up good. Thumbs down bad.
Excuse me.
Would you like some vodka?
Mm-mm. No, I'm good.
Sure.
Lost. Why don't you just take over?
Lost in space. She does cards. They're cool. She uses poker cards and not oracle cards and all kind of crazy shit. All right. No, you guys, both of you are the new folks. And if you're ever interested in any of this stuff, if you missed the beginning of the show, go to psychiclovedoctor.com. You can get all that same info.
Thank you.
Info. Lots of good info because we give all this spiel at the beginning, but a lot of people roll in afterwards and they miss it. So what are you going to do, right?
That's right.
That's right. Uh-huh. We Bad. Remember that movie?
Yeah.
I can't remember the name.
Gene Wilder.
Yeah, I can't remember the title of it.
Black guy, what's his name?
Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
But anyway, I thought it was funny. When you're in jail, you got to act bad. All right, 515-602-9676. Call in that number. We got a couple of folks already that are on hold, and when you go on hold, you'll hear the show. You don't hear the show, something went poo-poo. Hang up, call back. That's all you got to do. Facebookers, I know you're here. Not only Facebookers, but everybody. If you're international, let us know. I'll give you shout-outs during the show right now. I believe we have our one and our only international folk here, and she's Rachel from the land down under, the other side of the world, which is cool. We gotta love the internet where you can bring people together that are like opposite hemispheres. All right, Facebook, we also will turn to you when we can. Just can't give you promises of wins and stuff like that, but you'll know. We'll make it very clear when we turn to you. And then you can messenger Deborah Lee audio or video, and we'll make that clear again to remind folks. Like I say, we give all this opening spiel, and then people roll in. They don't know what the hell we just said when they roll in. Truth?
Right.
You're bloody well right. So super tramp for you. Catherine has arrived. A non-international shout-out to Catherine. Yay. A domestic shout-out, we'll call it. Domestic shout-out in Florida. So it's kind of almost like a little UN, like a United Nations of the country.
Really?
A lot of snowbirds running around up there in the winter. Right now, a lot of the snowbirds go back. It's warm now in Minnesota and stuff.
Bear in mind that a lot of people on a Friday might be out for happy hour. They could be leaving for the lake, the beach, the casino, who knows?
A lot of people are in scramble mode now because the summer's almost over, so a lot of them are... Like, we're hitting the clubs and the beaches, the beach clubs every night now because pretty soon it's over. Because I will say, as a young squid diddly down here, I like the summer too, not so much because I cared about the beach, because all the young chickies from all over the place came down to the beach.
And they were hardly dressed.
That is a beautiful thing. Well, it depends on the weather too, yeah. It's a beautiful thing, but just in general, they're just running everywhere. What do they call that? Like they said it on Top Gun 2, it's a target-rich environment. So,
But if you go to Australia, you could see them topless on some of their beaches.
I see. See, naked when you take it back to your place. So go out to the beach when you wait till you get home and nobody else gets to see it except you. But I have the Floridians that are from there are not fond of the snowbirds. But, you know, because of all that touristy stuff, works out in your favor. You guys don't have income tax for a state. You guys are pulling in a lot of moolah from Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Pulling in a lot of moolah from all the folks coming down there, dumping their money and running, dump and run. So it works out for you guys that live there around year round.
Sick of the traffic and,
yeah,
you know, the crap that comes with tourists.
But there are places in Florida that aren't tourist traps, you know, where they're not going to see a lot of that. But, yeah, if you live a coastline in Orlando and stuff like that, you're going to see a lot of that crap. Miami is its own country, so you know how that goes. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is indeed. Let's see. What we got here? Well, Rachel says her dad loves nude beaches.
Oh.
Okay, well, I mean, that means he has red blood.
It just
so that's good.
So it never wears out.
Never rains in sunny California or Southern California, right? Yeah. And what's funny is that when it does, you get landslides all over because the ground's not ready for it. It's not used to it. They don't have like a lot of vegetation growing because it's like such an arid place. So when they get hammered by storms, see ya. There go rock slides, mud slides, all that shit's going away.
Well, you know about the traffic, you all, when the battle groups come back. You know, and that's not just a carrier. There's the battle group. And
yeah,
they bring the air wing back. And I'll tell you, the traffic is horrendous.
Well, the air wing's down in Oceania, so that don't bother us up here. But then they fly in. Well, they fly the planes off at a couple of people. Then the rest of the air wing leaves in one shot. You don't see them again until the next appointment. But yeah.
Well, Laura, welcome.
All right. There's another international shout out to Laura from Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really bad during the Reagan years.
What was?
The traffic run. You ain't seen squat because there were so many ships. There were mega. He was getting close to 700 ships. That was his goal.
Reagan era.
Yeah, he blew up the knees. I'm blowing up. Because after Carter, the military was falling apart and nobody had any morale. That's when, and then he came in and said, we're going to pump some money in the military. These guys knew stuff.
Well,
it's what
the Republicans like to do.
And then Gaddafi's down there saying, boy, Americans are a big bunch of wimps. And Reagan said, here come my ships. Oh, by the way, I'm going to bomb your palace. Oh, we thought you were supposed to be in it. You got lucky, but your kid died.
Yeah.
Adult son. And then he shut his hole. Hello, Christy.
Christy from Ohio.
Yep. Or what does what was that? What would that Victor say on Mom? Krusty.
Krusty.
What does Eastern European accent? Krusty. Yes, indeed. All right. Shall we take to the phone?
I think we should.
Yep, says we should, so we must. All right.
Did you already talk about the rebel?
Oh my goodness sakes, my life.
Yeehaw!
That's the one night a week, and I almost blew it off. We'll see. We had a rough start because Deb was unable to speak a little bit, but now we're all back. So. When you hear the rebel yell, folks, no matter what kind of reading you're getting, that reading is concluded. It's over, fini, done, ski. All right? And we're going to give you one single rebel card before we move on to the next person. So please, when you hear the rebel yell, just let it go. We do other shows. You can call back. If you think that these free readings aren't enough, well, and they might not be because you're only going to get a couple minutes. You should go to the psychic.
And we have an 800 number. Where the minimum call is 10 minutes.
There's multiple ways that you can get a private one-on-one reading where
you
set the time. You're the one that picks the time. But these free shows, we pick the time. That's just the way it goes. Somebody said the other night, I still got a little time left, and I was thinking, who are you to tell me? I don't know who it was that you were doing the reading for last night. Said, was this the guy with a little time left? I'm going to ask more questions. I was thinking, clock keeper. This is our show. I didn't say anything. But I was like, yeah, you don't know. The time is what we decide. There's no, we don't have a stopwatch to go set. So, but anyway, remember. It is what it is. Let me add this one to my list that just rocked in.
Remember, Jim.
Okay, what, Deb?
In a figurative sense, we're dealing crack here. You know, and
love.
Huh?
Dylan, love.
No.
Not necessarily, but I know.
But it's like, it becomes these readings with their, you know, their insights and the accuracy that comes through. It's like, oh my God, I want more. I did too.
International shout out to Leanne in the UK. I'm sorry, I had to get that in before I forget.
Where's
I go by.
She at?
She's in the UK.
Leanne, it's good to have you.
All right. Deb, we've almost started three times. Let's do it for real this time. Area code 03, which is in Connecticut, 203. Welcome to the show.
Hi, it's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Michelle.
How are you?
I'm okay. You know, I was in the queue, and then I took myself out of the queue because I think I'm just too boring. I'm always asking about work, so.
You are not the only one. You are not the only one that asks about work.
Oh, no.
No, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's a free reading. It's a free show. There's nobody who says you can't ask the same subject twice. Actually, Deb, isn't it wise to keep looking at the same subject over and over to get
absolutely.
More clarity? Yeah, she does it for herself, but she reads her own card.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't just ask it once and then walk away. So do not feel shy to keep asking. You are good to go.
Okay. All right.
Tell us.
Next time I'll ask something different. Well, so I'm working more with another group now. I'm doing the same thing but with another group. And that group is more accepting. And I even get to present something to the higher-ups in about a week and a half. So just wondering how that might go for me.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds like a reasonable question.
It does indeed. And, you know, work is there are very important things in life. Work is livelihood, you know. So that's very important. I mean, you got to spend, you figure one-third-ish of your life, depending on what kind of hours you work and stuff, is spent at work. So it's pretty important that everything be good there and happy for you while you're there, you know.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you don't want to go.
Years
and you want to be successful and make
years
money.
Years ago, people just did what they could.
Everybody still does that.
But
I'm
you
just
need
saying.
To, you know, the best choice is to do what you love, what you enjoy.
Yeah, but you should have backup plans, that's all. Because I should get paid to... I think drink beer and watch naked women dance. I should get paid to do that, but I don't see any employment out there for that.
You find that job, Jim.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I realize I have to go to backup plans because that's just not going to happen, you know.
Well, what I'm seeing for you here, Michelle, is that you're going to get recognized from this presentation that you're going to do, presenting your work, which you said. Is this on behalf of the group?
Well, it's a different group, and I do the same thing. So they wanted me to, you know, like present a little bit, just a few slides of what I'm doing. They want to take credit for the work, and I'm just like, that's great. Rather than throw away my work, they actually want to take credit for the work, and you know, show management. So
right, and I think this is going to really boomerang in your favor, that you're going to actually become recognized by the, what did you say it was, upper management, that you're going to be, okay, well, they're going to take a good look at you, and you might be moving from that group to something even better in the coming, not immediately, it'll, you know, have to take its route through all the important parties. But I wouldn't be surprised if you got accelerated to something more for you. So that's something for you to chew on, for the weekend.
Yeah.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, you are in a field where I keep finding all the time all kinds of envy, jealousy, even resentfulness toward those that are brilliant, that have stronger, you know, capabilities. You know this, right?
just people in general can be mean, you know, sometimes. So, but I've put on like a different attitude, and I'm just trying to really, really, really accept people for the best of who they are, regardless of what they do to me. I still, and I think with this one guy, I don't know, I'm starting to get through to him a little bit. Because I'm actually glad I'm not leading this. I'm glad that other people want to take all the responsibility because it makes my job easier. It's like, go ahead, have the responsibility. I mean, I'm sorry that you want to just dump all my work, but you know, I'm getting paid anyway.
You are. And you know, the thing is, that kind of humbleness can get you really thrust out into the spotlight, okay, because of your being able to look at things that way. Because that's really an awesome way to feel. Now, there's others among us that enjoy the competitiveness. I've worked in promotions or advertising or anything that was kind of public relations-like. I confronted it like it was a war and that I was going in to combat. So I forget what they call that. It's when you, there is a word for it. But it isn't like I went into that resenting or jealous of the other people. I just wanted to let my light shine, you know?
I mean, if you get into,
if
you're in a place and it's all commission-based incentives and stuff, there's always competition. Because if there's going to be a sell out there, and if you don't get the sale, another salesman might get the sale, but there's a sell out there. So a little bit of competition there. So it can be hard for people to get along sometimes in that environment.
Yeah.
All right. Are you, what else? You got anything else there before
This is going to go well for you. I really think that a lot of those in this new group, you're in a new group now, Michelle. They may look at you with a little bit of envy in some ways. I saw that. You are a very bright lady. You really, and you have excellent instincts that I see in your cards. And when you speak truth, you do try to soften it with some subtlety, but the truth is, you show up these guys. So men tend not to be very cooperative. They're kind of poor sports.
No.
I think it's getting better as the generations go along. I think so. You know, and it's not like you're having a weightlifting competition or something.
Yeah.
You know, it is in the mind, and the mind's the mind. The mind doesn't care what kind of gym.
I see it's gotten worse.
If you have a powerful mind or not a powerful mind.
Worse.
Not connected to the stuff between your legs, the brain, so it shouldn't matter.
Well, I think that they don't like being overtaken by a female.
Well, you know what? Then sharpen your brain.
Play games with them. They're very poor sport.
Games are different. This is not really a game. I know what you're saying. They're taking it like a game, but they shouldn't. It's work.
I got to tell you, you do have a man wanting to give you an apology, and it's very soon.
Is that all he wants to give her?
Yeah, he's
okay.
Very sorry over that happened.
Oh, shucks.
I'm just checking.
Oh, shucks, right?
I was wondering if he wanted to check her temperature.
No,
really. Well, he does. He's very sincere. He's looking at you hoping for some kind of redemption. I can't pick up right now what he has, Go ahead. Yeah.
There are a few that owe me an apology, so.
Probably a lot out there, I would imagine.
Well, it will be nice to see him humble himself, because looking at him, I get the feeling he's not one prone to apologies. but he feels he owes you one. Maybe this is somebody from that other group that you were working with.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
It won't be a, you know, crocodile tear apology. It will be sincere. Absolutely. So.
Nice. Okay.
Oh, that scared me.
Right. Remember, rebel cards. Rebel cards are not, there's no unicorns or little fairies running around, and there's a reason we didn't play harps, because there's no angels hanging out here. These are rebel cards. And they got a message. It might come across a little bit the potentially nasty sounding, but it's positive in the long run.
It's just abrupt and to the point.
And sometimes it's kind of like some people need a little, like,
yeah.
Hey, a little slap in the face or pat on the back. Believe what you see is the subject. Face reality or live in frickin' la-la land.
Wow.
Choose bravely.
I'll take la-la land.
Well, yeah, sometimes, yeah, a lot of people will put the head.
Yeah.
A lot of people will put the head in the sand, but that doesn't make the problem go away. You just temporarily hide it. So.
Yeah.
All right, Michelle?
Okay.
Well, I bet next week will be an interesting week for you.
Sure, it could be, yeah. So you're a Monday through Friday gal?
Yep.
All right. Well, then Monday comes fast, as you know. So, yeah.
Yep. So I hope you let us know how it goes for you. We'd love to hear that.
Thanks. I'm going to join you on Facebook now. I'll see you.
All right. Awesome. Great. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
She has such a warm voice.
In the perfect world, if you could, that is what you would do.
What?
We have a couple of folks that do both. They call in, but they're still on Facebook, because calling in is cool. That's when you get the live one-on-one, but you don't see cards. Sometimes Deb will pick them up and actually show you folks things, and the Facebookers get to see that.
And I got to tell you, 7 years ago when I started on radio, this was very hard for me because I was used to my office, people coming in one-on-one. I didn't do a lot of phone work. I did a lot of email work, what did AOL used to call them?
Instant Messenger, IMs.
Yeah, and then when we got involved with radio, it was tough because it was a whole different format and platform. And
in the few
now I have a difficult time a little bit with actual real people in front of me.
In a few short years, sometimes technology makes those big leaps, right? And in a few short years, we did the computers. Remember computers in the 70s and 80s? They were just kind of like there. Rich people had them, or people that were just bored. Nobody had any need for them in their house, typically.
Had what?
Computers.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they made that leap. And then once they made that leap, and it made it semi-relatively affordable for all the households, then the industry blew up, and the technology advanced much faster since they got that money coming in from us, folks buying them. And that's just the way it is. I mean, it's amazing. Like you said, when you used to do cards before, what were they? You had to have a booth, or people came over and got them physically.
Oh, yeah. Or in the Army, they do all my grunt work.
Yeah, but, I mean, there was none of this. There was none of this internet radio. And
right. No.
No. So it's opened the door. And
it's a brand new world.
And it's good for both folks. It's good for her, for Deb. And it's good for you folks that don't live in the neighborhood where you can't drive over to see her.
Laura, I'd love to ask you to call in. The trouble is, I don't know what I could tell you about this because this looks very important and very medical.
No, you want her to have the option? I just typed it. She'll hear that first. Messenger if you want to, but Deb might not be able to dig into your lab results, but maybe you just want to talk.
Yeah.
We shall open the floor to Laura and Laura alone. Or maybe, and if you want to type, you can type too. You don't have to call in. We understand. This is one of those. There's exceptions that can be made to every rule. And maybe you don't want to. Maybe you just don't want to talk about it. That's fine too. We understand.
Leanne, that's very caring
and
compassionate of you.
Yep.
We love when you join us.
Yep. And we'll keep this door open for a little while.
Well, let's take another call and let her.
Sometimes there's a delay. Maybe she's click. Sometimes it makes a few clicks and stuff. But I'll look at my list anyway. I must update my list to see who will be next.
And remember, sometimes it's through such a shock that we undergo an entire lifestyle change. And it can be the best thing that ever happens to us. Okay.
And then sometimes sometimes the lab does blood work, and some people go to a specialist and get some blood work done, and it's not quite as bad as maybe the original thing looked, because they just do little, they look for, they send it to a lab and they're looking for like 5, 6, 10 different things, but they don't really. Now, once they find a couple of areas of interest, sometimes they'll send you a specialist and they'll do more extensive blood work and they can maybe get into it better, right?
I guess.
Don't guess.
I always have bad blood work because it's hereditary, where my family is predisposed to diabetes and heart failure and all that. And it's because I come from a long line of social drinking partiers.
It's okay, Laura. You don't have to call. But you type that.
It's okay, hon. But where you're here with us, and we are just going to share.
Read up one.
What? Oh. Well, you know what? You're going to get this under control too. And I know, according to having taken courses, and Jim, you did too, in psychological first aid. We're never supposed to tell anybody everything's going to be okay. But I just feel in my heart
right. That
it's going to.
Yes. And, yeah, they say that, right? Especially when it's a traumatic, catastrophic event that's happened. Like say, a tornado just went through town and wiped everything. I can't say, hey, you're going to be all right. Everything, your family's going to be fine. Kids might be dead. You don't want to say that. Just say, we're going to do our best and... We're going to do our best to take care of you, but don't say, I guarantee you shall be fine. I guarantee your whole family shall be fine. No, don't do that.
Or your home is fine. Your pets
are
fine.
Your dogs, I'm sure they're fine. Don't just say, we're going to do everything we can. All right.
I wonder where everybody, our usual crew is.
We have a pretty good chunk of them.
Some of them are missing.
Michelle's back in here from up north. And Laura, we wish you the best. We understand. You know what? We're not going to say you must talk. When you want to talk, you can. You want a reading, you want a reading, and ain't tonight, you can get it another night.
Plus, you've now given me incentive to keep my appointments. We're going to the lab seeing the doctor.
Long ago were you supposed to have that blood work done, Deb?
Three years.
No.
It's years.
No, you get blood work done at Joiners. It hasn't been that
long. No, I never went for it.
I remember the last time you had it done.
No.
Yeah, you did.
3 years ago.
That's bullshit.
That's
bullshit, and I know it. You went to frickin' what's-her-face when she had her own little place.
Yes, and she doesn't have a lab. I was supposed to go out to the lab.
All right, well, if you're on a 3-year winning streak, then never get it done. Why would you stop your streak now?
Because that's putting your head in the sand.
And that's why I'm making fun of you. That's stupid.
Well, you do some things that are not quite intelligent either.
But I get my tests done.
But you let your leg go to the point where it was almost like at a 45-degree angle from the side.
And it's all better now. That's all good. Mission accomplished.
Everybody, I'm going to follow Laura, and I'm going to get my stuff done. Okay. Health is wealth. Very well. Good words. Yep.
Interesting.
What?
No, it's just health as well. I mean, that's like, you can't do anything in life if you don't take care of your health. But some things you just can't take care of. Shit happens. Cancer doesn't give a shit about a lot of things. A lot of people have brought it upon themselves. A lot of them haven't been living perfect. As far as clinical lives, doing all the right things, and you still get it.
Oh, right.
Especially children. They didn't do anything wrong. Look at all the children that get it. They haven't had a chance to go and take drugs and smoke cigarettes and do shots of liquor.
It's terrible.
They get them. Dogs get it. They don't do shots of liquor. I mean, it's just cancer's a son of a bitch and whore.
Well, that's the way it is.
It is what it is, right. Yes.
It makes you wonder, though, what kind of higher power wants to give an innocent child cancer. Those commercials just destroy me.
It could be something beyond our comprehension why it's happening. Maybe if you, when you pass along and you go, oh, that's why. Maybe it's, that's such a beautiful soul. We're going to do this and take that beautiful soul and then we're going to put it back into another human being and it's going to do something great or something. We don't know, right? Depends on what you believe in. You're supposed to, faith is faith. That's what faith-based things, whether it's Christianity, Islam, or spiritual stuff, that's faith is faith. You're supposed to have faith regardless of all the bad shit going down. That's what they, that's why they call it that. And that's a pretty common name for a lot of chicks too, faith, just by the way.
Faith, hope, and charity. Boy, in the 70s, you had three girls. They were either going to be that or like Rosemary, Lavender, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's crazy. All right. We shall move on to 919, which is down south. Which Carolina is it? It is in North Carolina, the closest
one. Hello there.
Our neighbor to the south.
Hi. This is Kay. It is a North Carolina number, but I'm the one that's living in Georgia now. How are you?
We haven't heard from you in a long time. Yes.
I know. I listen sometime, but I know you had that case with, I think her name is Lisa, so I can never get through, but I called in earlier this time.
Well, she's right behind you.
Here's the thing, that Lisa has so generously agreed to be a test, well, I guess I'd call it a study.
I think you got to figure some kind of better word sometime. We'll have to sit down.
So people can
like
see
that.
And hear what it is I do in my private work.
Computer doing.
Right.
Okay. So tell me,
great.
My dear, what can we do for you?
I think I want to ask a question regarding employment. I'm just wondering, do you see me getting new opportunities soon? Something that is for my greatest and highest good. Presently, I am working the two jobs, and they're full time. And one of them, both of them are fairly easy. I mean, it's not difficult work. It's just that one is a contract role that pays the most, and the other one is a very simple job, but it pays the least.
Sure.
And it is
So would you like to have an opportunity come along that would fulfill both objectives of good money and something to occupy your mind?
Most definitely. I recently, I have been applying for other things, and, of course, I'm, you know, getting the unfortunately, you know, choosing another candidate email. But I did apply for something last week that was just sounds phenomenal, but, of course, I hadn't heard anything yet.
Well, you know, but if there's that faith thing. You can't give up faith. You got to keep on.
Here's the thing.
Here's
the thing we always have to remember. A door that isn't meant to open for us, I don't know, you might have to burn it down, but it doesn't mean it's ever going to be a fruitful path for you.
Yeah, I got you.
To remember that the doors that open easily are the ones that are meant for us. And once that first door opens, then another one, then another one. And we know we're on the right path.
Yeah.
So I'm laying out your cards.
I look at it in the sports world. Sometimes, especially hockey and baseball, guys get into little cold slumps. It's like they just can't, they swing the bat, almost get this. The guy takes a shot, I hit the post. And all, you know, you just got to keep on plucking because you can't break a cold streak if you don't keep trying to get it. But you can get discouraged. But, you know, professional sports athletes, they've gone through their whole life, so they're never going to give up. But some of us, we're not professionals, and we get discouraged sometimes in life.
Well, right. True. You just got to find a different door.
We're human, but sometimes some of us humans are like, God, I'm tired of this disappointment.
Yeah.
But you got to
I had a job offer for something. The short of that is, I decided not to take it, one, because it would be a pay cut all the way around, but two, they they had reached back a couple of times from the same company, but they're not, they keep going up on the salary, but it's like small amounts. It's really not, it wasn't worth it.
Right, and you've got to make the best choice for yourself and your situation.
You know, and we have to look out for number one, because you can be the only one doing it.
Exactly. Well, I want you to know, you do have a big change coming for you, and it's good. And it looks to me like there's a woman here who has been on it. She's been in a certain position, and this woman has an argumentative way about her. She's mean to her, what do you call them when they're beneath you? Her subordinates, yes. And she's going to get replaced, and you're going to get her job. Keep going. It's right on top here. So the more discouraged you start feeling, the closer you get to a breakthrough. And that discouraged feeling is when a lot of people just give up. And that's why I think these could be spiritual tests on us. How much do you want that job? The higher power could be saying to you, how much do you want this?
Yeah, you know, and they do say a lot of times, good things in life don't come easy. I know you see people win lotteries and you like to say, oh, that's bullshit, or you see things on the news, but those are exceptions. There's a rule. Those are exceptions to the rule. The norm is really, really, really good things people have to work really hard for.
So I do feel you are moving in the right direction to be right in line for this position.
And
I thought it's going to be all that you are manifesting. So keep that up.
Okay, great.
No.
And Jim's got a rebel.
I don't have it right now, Deb.
Okay.
Things just went haywire, I have to launch somebody like the space shuttle.
Oh, Angel Molly.
Yeah.
You need to go, girl.
Yeah, and Facebook.
Yeah, you do not belong here.
Facebook was kind of being a jackwad to me, and I obviously saw it kick me out, kick me back in, and now here we go. Here comes girl card time.
Okay.
It says, stop talking, shut your mouth, and listen. Now, I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
Sometimes these things are talking about not even
other matters.
Could be something going on in a relationship. Could be something going on with a family member. Well, this card doesn't necessarily
mean. I know what it means. I got a feeling I know that.
A lot of people automatically think that these cards that I pull piggyback off the reading, and they may have nothing to do with the reading they just had. Just want to make that clear to everybody.
I have a good feeling I know what that is.
Well, good. I'm glad you do. Sometimes it confuses people because they're still focused on their reading with Deborah that just ended, so it's hard for them to think about other stuff at the time when they get it. So I'm glad you got it.
So take care.
But thank you.
I hope next time we hear from you, you're announcing your new job.
I do, and she's always.
I will definitely call back in to let you know. But I will be calling in again, so because I want to ask my love and all that other stuff.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Down in the peace state where she's physically at.
Awesome.
All right, Mom. Take care. Hey, you got another one called A Good Witches.
Good God.
Well, you know, they're trying to make the easy heart. I don't know. The lacking in integrity way.
I wish I could do terrible things to their newborns. Just kidding.
No, God.
I'm just kidding. I'm acting like the old school medieval. I shall destroy their whole family. They shall not breed ever again. Just kidding. What I meant was I wish I could almost go medieval on them in an electronic way, but I can't. So I do what I can do. I ban them, and then I go on their Facebook page and block them from us forever and ever, even if they create subpages. So it is what it is. All right. Are you ready, Deb? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ready? Are you ready? 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 Are you ready? Lisa, are you ready?
Lisa,
are you ready? She's ready, Freddie.
Ready, Freddie.
Hey, are you going to be able to talk more than 30 seconds tonight?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. You know, I don't understand why somebody would make...
You don't have to be sorry. I'm just screwing with you. It's your reading if you want
no,
to.
No, no, not you. Not you. I was listening to the other caller, and I thought, you know, a lot of times I'm taken at the end of the show, and I don't step on anyone's toes. So I'm glad that person got in.
We don't
I'm
put
glad,
you first.
Yeah, we don't put you first.
So everything's fine. You have nothing
There's
to be sorry
time.
About.
Okay, thank you. Well, it's just one of those gloomy days out here. We're known for the state of sunshine, I think. And I mean, there's nothing unusual. I'm not sure if it's just me feeling. I went to the physical therapist for the first time yesterday, and we had a good talk. And I need to be released. Just, you know, I need to be able to get out there and start working out. I just hate not doing that. It's driving me bonkers. And so I'm going to meet with her again and ask again if I can do that. And then, you know, this morning my neighbor and I were talking, and I forget what we were talking about and why we were talking. We spent last night watching a movie, and, you know, it was nice and eating a meal. And then it didn't go well this morning. You know, I just said I was impatient in the way that I said, you're in a bad mood. I'm not going to deal with it. And I said, I'll talk to you later. And then we had agreed we would drive to the store, and we just got back from the store. And I said, well, you know, if I have to leave, it's because I have to go do some work, project work, which is not true. It's just my way out. So, if, you know, he sees me leaving. It's just sometimes I just need to be by myself. And
I mean, everybody knows. What's wrong with it?
I know. Okay. It just...
It's just, to me, a shame you can't be honest about your whereabouts and what you're doing.
True, especially when you're not...
Together.
You're not even, like, you're kind of together because you've been doing the stuff together a lot, but you're not officially together, you're not even living together. You should be able to say You should be able to say it, and you should be
I'm
able to
I'm going to go
to
the bar tonight and look to score. Yeah.
Well, obviously not that, but you can say, you know what, I'm going to go out with my girlfriend tonight, and you're a guy, and you're not a girl, so I'm going out with my girlfriend. And if you do the same thing, I would respect that, and you have to respect that if he did do the same thing. It would only be fair.
It's not with the girlfriend, though. It's flying solo. Flying solo is what I would say. I'm flying solo. And I'm going to the bars, and I'll see you when I see you. You know, I could really torpedo the whole thing.
I love those women so much. Hmm? I love those women so much that we're out in those bars solo.
Well, out here it's a different thing.
I'm not saying because of the easiness, because there wasn't, because a lot of times when they were their friends think they're like, I am more bodyguards. Who are you, heathen? Get out of here. You know, it's like, you know, get out of here, bitches. I'm talking to her. I don't give a shit if you're her friends, you know, but yeah.
Out here, it's a different mentality. I think because of the military presence and all of the clubs are so infiltrated by that, where a woman alone comes off as easy to pick up and desperate.
Every
community would be different. Small towns. Everybody would go by themselves.
Every club around here is a sausage party. The male to female ratio is jacked. It's a tiny bit better now that they allowed women on all the ships. That made it better, but still more men go join the military than women on an average. So there's way more men here than there are chicks. That's just
I used to go out even 8 months pregnant, and it was very, visible. And I would get hit on, and guys would... Try to dance. And yeah, but you don't know if they're running some kind of contest.
I couldn't even drink and smoke or anything.
I didn't. I went there for the food.
Yeah, but you couldn't. Once people smoked around, they made you want to vomit. How could you do that? You must have went early.
Well, some clubs are felt well ventilated, and they don't even have that anymore now.
No. International shout out to Michelle from the UK.
Yes.
All right. Back to Lisa's read.
So, Lisa, he just really likes being around you. That's what I'm seeing here.
Yeah.
And it disappoints him when you go to do something else. But, hey, you've got a life, too. You know, how is his health doing with this accident? Is he getting it back together?
I think so. I mean, we talk about that. He doesn't have any major complaints. You know, it just seems like every day it seems to improve. I mean, there's pains and twinges and sure. You know, I have them too. I mean, I'm very annoyed that I'm not in my routine. You know, I had a routine. I'm very annoyed.
I understand. I completely understand.
Different. His body was hit differently than my body. His body, he can walk. He's been doing a lot of walks. And so, I don't know. I just...
Right.
I mean, tomorrow we have all these things planned. We're going to go to Farmer's Market. Then we're going to go out of town to do an errand, that kind of thing. So I don't know.
So you get tired of his presence, you know, is it like, let me be for a while, or do you enjoy that?
Well, excuse me. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. I think it might be I'm just in a mood. You know, maybe I'm just in a mood. Maybe, you know, when you get into a rowboat and you're out in the middle of the ocean and people say you can't drink water and then all of a sudden you're thirsty. You know, that kind of thing.
You mean a woman can get in a mood? Sometimes they get in a mood for no reason? Did I just hear that? The earth is, everybody hold on, the earth is going to shatter. Can you imagine a woman getting in a mood for no freaking reason? That's it. If the Book of Revelation and the grasshoppers, we're all dead.
I'm going to put up with him tonight because he's getting me some really yummy Chinese food after the show. And so I'm not going to needle him. Yeah.
Yeah, she can murder me in my sleep, but she'll have a full stomach. So will I. You know what? I always said, if I'm going to die someday, I would like to die in my sleep. Well, she may make it happen tonight. Who knows? But, hey, I'm in my sleep. I don't care, you know.
I feel that the more you keep going out, the more you're going to find yourself a man. Okay? You're putting yourself out there. You are kind of in the line of fire now, we'll see.
Okay, that's interesting terminology. But, yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah, Rachel, I know. I'm hungry, too.
Hungry like the wolf.
So I really feel that these are good, what would we call them? Like outings for you, where you get to be your own person. You know, they're good for you, and you don't drink, so it's not like you have to worry about staggering home.
Hell no. You know what? I wanted to ask you, today when we were together going to do an errand at the store, he mentioned two different times, and I haven't seen him for most of the middle of the day. He mentioned women two different times, and I thought, when I got into the house, I thought, did he do that deliberately? Is he trying to stir up some jealousy issues, or?
I missed it. What did
he
say?
What was he saying to you, like?
Say it again. I'm sorry.
He's been talking about a couple of women.
Well, no, he didn't. It's not continuous. It's just today. We were driving, and he brought up something like the insects, and he said, talking to a woman at the park. And I later on, I thought, why would he, you know, he knows my hot button issue. Did he do that accidentally, or did he do it deliberately? And then we're coming home, and then he mentioned another woman.
He did it deliberately, and he is seven.
He mentioned another woman, and he, in fact, it might be that woman that you see in the cards, Deb, because
he said, keep you on edge.
He's doing that
other
for
women.
Effect, because a guy would never say that to a woman unless he was trying to spur some kind of reaction.
And that's it with him. He's always testing you.
Because you know for a fact, if you say that, even just trying in passing, unless you've got like this chick that's had her hair bleached blonde so many times, she's got an IQ of 5, they're going to hear that talking to a woman in a park, and they're going to home in on that. They're like they're a secret agent. They're going to home in on like they're a secret agent from another country. Wait for a few words. A guy knows that chick's going to be. So he's throwing a little gas on the fire, you could say.
And you're right. And I thought.
He's 7 or he's got a lobotomy. Maybe he's got a lobotomy. I don't know.
Why, you know, why?
What do you think?
He's poking her. It's
yeah,
like poking
the bear.
Yeah. He wants you to know in subtext, hey, other women might want me. So I just want to make you totally crazy.
You know what? Stop somebody from poking the bear when that bear rips your arm off. So that. So what I'm saying is, when somebody throws that shit out there, you make them never want to do it again.
So tell them what? Go.
You go off like there's a nuclear war and say, God damn it, if you're going to keep talking to these, you just flip out. And they're like, I will never mention that ever again because I am afraid.
Yeah.
And I don't
well,
know
I mean,
if she has to hit her to snap like that. You need to snap.
I mean,
my relationship, you never saw me be jealous with Daryl.
No, I'm saying if you weren't jealous, you don't either. Some of them snap or they go the ice cold. They put up the ice brick wall. Everything's fine. I'm not talking.
It didn't bother me.
I'm gonna shut my bedroom door. I'm gonna
if
go sit
you talked
here.
About a woman at work, or I mean, I would
that's
always...
a different. You can't compare yourself to her and them. It's different. They don't really. They're still kind of in waters that are uncharted.
Yeah, they are. You're right.
You were in charted waters, very charted. Mm. So you don't. When you get to that that is your person, you have that trust, and you don't care if they talk to other people. We've talked about that.
I didn't know if he was deliberately trying to poke the bear.
He wants to get a rise out of you. Did you respond to that?
Hell
no.
I'm in a mood. I'm not interested. I'm not even inviting him over.
Two choices. You totally blow it off. Or you overreact and make him scared to ever mention that again. Those are the two things you should do. Just pretend you never heard it.
I don't see the point.
Or flip out.
You know, I don't see the point. You know,
I would
if I were telling him a story, I wouldn't say I was talking to this man at the park. And, you know, I just wouldn't do that.
Unless you were trying to get some jealousy involved. Maybe he's so needy he wants you. Maybe you being jealous makes him feel better.
I don't know.
Not on King and Queen thing where he's mad because she's not jealous about stuff.
Okay, now here's an example for you.
Maybe he needs the jealousy.
I was in the supermarket, and I was looking at these green big thing of green peppers, and they were red. But a guy came over, and he was talking to me. I don't know if you were there that day. He said, did you know that there are male and female green peppers?
I was there.
He said he's a chef.
Yeah.
And keep them out. He goes, this one's female, that one's male. And we talked for a couple minutes. And if I had come home and mentioned that to my late husband, he wouldn't have cared.
I thought this guy was maybe was a chef, but he liked to smoke a lot of the stuff he made because, because I'm looking at these peppers and I don't see a vagina or a dick on any of them.
No, but there's ones that have four sections on the bottom. I don't know how to illustrate it. And some only have three.
I've never seen a pepper with only three. Well, you know what?
Yeah, you did.
Peppers aren't dogs to me. You don't grab a puppy and flip it over to see if it's a male or female. I don't go, I must grab this pepper and see if it's a male or a female. It's a fucking pepper.
There was a reason he told me that, and I forgot why.
It's a pepper.
It had to do with taste or flavor or something. But then you never know. These guys can have some pretty slick approaches.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't make us get slick. You wouldn't make us get slick. Right?
Yeah. I was just wondering because...
Did he do it on purpose or not? Yes, right?
Well, I'm feeling he puts these things out there to get a rise out of it.
Yes, or either that
he
or
enjoys
he
enjoys it.
Either that or he really is even maybe younger than seven in his brain. So he has to. If you think he's not a if you think he's not a dumbass, then he's doing it on purpose. That's all I'm going to tell you. I don't know him.
Yeah, I think it's just how you're going
to
react.
If he's intelligent and he's been around the block a few times, then you have to say he's doing it on purpose. You have to.
You have to.
I don't know the guy. You know, I know some people in my life that I would say, oh, that's just a dummy. He's going to be a dumbass until he's 90. But, and I don't know this guy. And some of them would say, oh, yeah. They're throwing a little gas on the fire because they like to watch the flames.
They
come
do.
Up. Yep.
Now, are you going out tonight, Lisa?
No, she said tomorrow.
I might, but I don't have plans. I'm feeling very worn out, and it's just been so dramatic these past few days, and so, but I'm leaving that door open, you know.
Well, remember, Friday night is party night, it's singles night, you know, Saturday is a date night.
But you know how long ago that was?
Well, what do you think, the world changes that much?
It has changed, because that phrase came before the internet, Deb. It came before there was any, they didn't have pagers back when that phrase came out.
If you meet somebody in the bar on Friday, what is it they're going to say? Hey, what are you doing tomorrow? Want to get together?
No, it's a whole different dynamic. Now it's a different dynamic. No, now if you're in a bar on a Friday and other guy's in a bar on a Friday, it's like, huh. So obviously you struck out on social media. You couldn't find it on social media. So you must be really a loser. That's the world we live in, Deb.
You struck out on Tinder and Bumble.
Exactly. It's a whole different world.
Some people don't have social media.
They don't, but you don't know that when you meet a stranger at a bar. You don't know. It's almost full circle. You didn't know back in the 60s and 70s and 80s what you were meeting at a bar. Eating with the internet, but now you still don't. You don't know if that person hates the internet, loves the internet.
You go home and you Google them.
Or it's like, you know,
find out.
It's like, well, it's been 17 days since my last killing. It's time for my serial killer self to find another victim. You just don't know. You know? Oh, here's the perfect one. She looks at my mom. Her hair is medium brown. She loves that roomy lipstick. And she doesn't wear high heels. That's just like my mom. I shall take her home and chop her up. You don't know.
It is scary. You're right.
It is. The whole world is scary. If I was a woman, and I'm not, trust me, I would be so apprehensive. I don't know. I'd probably be a virgin. I'd be so scared of all the shit out there.
You know what?
I would. I think I would be. Or I'd have to have, hey, if we're going to have sex, my friend's going to be here and watch just to make sure.
to make sure
you don't chop me up. If she's armed.
Everything.
Because you're a guy. You can still do it. You have a shotgun just to be safe. So you can't chop me up.
You remember way back?
You can't do it.
We'd go out to the clubs, all of us in a big group, and I would bring sailors home to spend the night, and you used to kind of flip out.
I don't remember that ever in my entire life, because I can't even believe, I would not be on board with that. So that must have been Daryl.
I can't remember that big apartment you had. They came and spent the night.
There had never been a strange sailor in my fucking apartment or
I bet you were at sea.
Oh, look at that! There's the women you can leave behind. That would never, ever happen in my life if I was there ever on this planet ever.
Well, anyway.
There you go, folks. Anchors away. There's what your bitches do when you're underway.
Well, you know, a couple of
things. Bring guys home, strangers home, and let them sleep there.
Yeah. You know, a couple of things did happen. When he left last night, it was like after... It was like 9:30 or so. I was really tired. I've been so tired these past few days. And so he went back to his place. I could hear him on the phone with somebody. And then when we were talking this morning, we were talking like about 8 o'clock to regroup and think about what we were going to do. We were going to go someplace, but it was raining. And he was being really snarky with me, really snarky. And I said, you know, and I told him, you're being this way, I don't appreciate it. I'm going to hang up and let you go on with your day.
But that was the best way for you to handle that. You did not engage with him. All right, that was cool.
But I mean, yeah. I don't know if he was entertaining someone else last night. You know, I don't care. And then today he's mentioning, you know, we went somewhere to do errands and he's mentioning the two chicks at different points, and I thought, what the fuck is he doing? Is he trying to do something here, like get me, you know, going or whatever? Is that how he thinks I care about him? I don't know.
Lisa, is he already should know he's got you. He can nail you 7 days a week if he wanted to.
I know.
Or like 8 days a week. Great tune. 8 days a week. I love you.
Well, I don't think they're doing tryouts, so. for singers.
the only show I'd have made it on would be the Gong Show back in the day.
Yes,
they let
sure.
horrible people come on so they could get gonged.
You guys are so, I'm trying to think what's a good word. It's like they play cat and mouse with each other.
What do you mean with each other? Guys
well,
with other guys?
No,
we're in
the
dancer.
Really
those are love games.
Yeah, I really,
sometimes it's
I
not
really
the guy's
try.
Fault. Sometimes it's not the girl's fault.
Sometimes
they're
both
fault.
I really try to be honest. I really try.
I love that you are not falling for his cranky routine where you said, I'm going to go. You are putting up a boundary, and watch, he'll probably test you a couple times on that.
Well, if he's talking about chicks in parks, he's going to keep throwing gas on fire.
Then you could say, I don't know what your point is, but I'd rather not hear about
it. It's almost like he's trying to wear you down.
To do what? To leave?
I don't know.
So he can do more of what he wants to do without her being able to complain. Keep throwing all this shit out there. She sticks with me. Eventually, the Jerry Springer shows, he loves me. I love
you
him.
Are not the father.
He's accepting that he beats on me.
You are not the father.
Well, no, that's Maury. That's Maury.
Yeah.
That's Maury Povich. No, Jerry Springer is, we've had an on and off relationship for 10 years. What the hell does that mean, an on and off relationship for 10 years? Well, he cheats and I get pissed off, but then I forgive him. Oh! But you keep forgiving him. So that builds a sense of trust. You keep forgiving the guy. It's like, hey, I murdered somebody and I got parole. I murdered him, I got parole. Why would I stop murdering somebody? Why would I stop? I keep getting paroled.
One thing I've learned when I was writing for the newspaper is when I would interview, I'd go to bars and interview a bunch of guys or women. It was, I did a lot of the battle of the sexes type of writing. And men would tell me they felt ashamed, but they would create an argument so they could storm out the door and go enjoy themselves.
That is a true statement.
They would deliberately.
Yep.
So they could get up and say,
what?
I'm out of here.
Or they would create an argument, or the woman would do something really minor and be like, holy shit, I can't believe you did that. I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So they go to the guys and watch football and eat wings and drink beer.
Right. And
Done it. Guilty.
That's terrible. But it's real.
It's not like when you do it, you're like, you don't dump them and never see them again. It's like, hey, you know what?
Hey, Deb. You know
but
what? You know,
there's
something weird that's been happening. This is really weird. It's never happened before. I wake up in the middle of the night and then I have to go to the bathroom and I look at my phone and the time on the phone is his prefix, his telephone prefix. It happened last night and the night before and I thought, am I just making more out of this than what is actually it is. He has a weird telephone prefix. It's not from this area. It's from, back east.
Yeah.
And that's the time on my clock. His telephone prefix is on my clock. When
with
I woke up.
Yeah, with the rest of the number?
No, just the prefix.
No,
the
just three time. Digits. The time.
Three
digits. The time.
Like
the
if
time.
I go over 30, that would be his area code.
Yeah. So I wake up to go to the bathroom, and I just happen to glance at my phone, and it's his prefix on there, and I think that is so strange. And the night before, it happened the same thing, and I thought, what the heck is going on here? Another time, Deb, I was meditating, and I was asking, doing my vision board and my meditation, and I said, I had 7 billion people on the planet. I said, there's a guy for me. And then I went down the list. I went down the list of a man that I wanted to manifest. And guess what happened? The phone rang and it was him.
Oh, my God.
That's weird. To me, that's really weird.
That is. That's almost spooky. But that to me is like serendipity, where the you connected through your manifesting.
I didn't know we were up almost. I didn't know we were almost near 8 billion already. Holy shit.
We're going to have to move.
Well, half of them are in China. Half of them are in China. India's got a good chunk, too. So, yeah. Holy crap.
Yeah. Well, anyways.
Well, I don't know. What did you see about that big time on the clock relating to an area code thing?
Yeah, last night and the night before, I thought, this is really weird.
I got to pee a lot around 2:30 in the morning. If I had a girlfriend that had a 230 area code, I wouldn't think, well, that must mean I must love her a lot. I mean, I'd be at 2:30 in the goddamn morning, or maybe I'd look at the other way. Every time I got to go pee or poop, it's at this certain time, and it's your area code. Maybe that means you're not the right one if I have to always do that, maybe. I don't know. Or has nothing to do with anything.
What has happened to this show?
Hey.
Lisa, she's the naughty girl.
Everybody pees and poops. Everybody has to do it. When you got to go, you got to go, right?
Yeah.
That's what Jeff Goldblum said in freaking Jurassic Park. When you got to go, you got to go. Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, you're going to have a very nice, calm, pleasant streak again here. I'm not seeing an argument.
You mean they're going to go from one extreme to the other? I don't know that that's ever happened, Deb. And international show, Suzanne from Scotland. All right, back to Lisa. I can't even believe that they would go from we hate each other to we love each other. In just 2 or 3 days, over and over again.
You know,
I don't believe that'll ever happen.
I gotta tell you though, if they were having sex, you would be having the most ballistic sex possible.
Well, you would be having
makeup sex.
You would be having makeup sex 1.5 times a week. Yep. Almost twice a week. I don't think you guys are that frequent. Your makeup and breakup time has spanned a little bit over 7 days from what we've seen. A little bit over. I'd say 1.5 is probably, maybe 1.8.
So that's almost coming, but not coming.
I don't know about the coming thing. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Every 1.8 times a week, you guys would be having makeup sex.
Damn. Yeah. But it'd be good.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But it's usually me. It's usually me that gets into the hating mode. You know, I'm the one that says, God damn it, I'm tired of this. I'm not going to do this anymore, and I hate him. Not hate him, but I hate what he does. I'm not there right now. I'm just tired of it. You know, I'm tired of the whole thing. I'm tired of not being able to work out. Okay. You know, it's my whole little world right now, and I have to do what I need to do for myself. I mean, I just be creative.
Everybody,
you know, it's not like, you know.
Everybody should. Look out for number one.
Exactly.
What Journey had some kind of song, like Be Good to Yourself. I don't remember what the exact words were. Be good to yourself because basically you might be the only one doing it. So make sure you're always good to yourself. I don't remember how the lyrics went.
You know,
you
my sister.
Yourself.
Yeah.
My sister, we're kind of weird people in my clan. She loves these songs from the 50s. I don't know why. And I discovered this song has been going around in my head, and I was looking at the lyrics, and so she and I were singing it on the phone together. It's Mr. Sandman. And
Mr.
that's
Sandman.
The manifestation.
Yeah.
That's the manifestation song. Bring me a man with roses on it. We were singing it on the phone, and I told her, this is our prayer. This is our prayer.
Yes. Yeah, that was a classic song.
Oh, that's a good one.
Who sang that? I don't know what chick sang
that. I don't
know.
I must have heard it somewhere on the elevator, somewhere where it caught my brain because it was just been going around in my head. I thought, where the heck did I get that?
And then I looked it up. They have played that on movies and radio stations because it's such a popular song. And they throw it in movies and shows when it fits perfect.
Oh, my God. I love the lyrics. Bring me a man. Yeah.
Yep. Funny, if you ever watched the movie with Tom Hanks, what was it called, Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Oh, they sang they had transvestites singing It's Raining Men and the Mr. Sandman thing. So it was a big gay party.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. But that was a great movie because it was based on a true story.
And way at a time when everybody was scared of AIDS.
Way at a time.
Yeah. Nobody
wanted
yeah.
to talk about it. And assume that if you had it, then you were a heathen, satanic, horrible person if you had it back then. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember. God, I remember those early days. It's horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Good
he
role.
He was the lawyer.
He was the lawyer. Good role.
The little kid. A little kid,
yeah.
I remember, was he
had
say, AIDS and
no,
he drink out of his mouth.
I'm a 5-year-old.
Yeah, it was a good mm-hmm. it was a good movie, especially back in its day. They were starting to venture out into subjects that people didn't want, you know, put their head in the sand. I want to talk about AIDS. I don't want to talk about that stuff.
Mm-mm.
They were opening the door.
Yeah. Well, what's her, let's give her a.
Oh, I'll give you a damn RoboCard. Now, hang on a second. Let me give her a. I shall do so. Here we go. Real quick. Give it one. Oh, look at that. Swing and a miss on the shuffle. What happens? These cards are like twice the size of that. Here we go. Size doesn't matter, remember? They say that.
That's, yeah.
That's right.
Oh, University did a study. I heard on the radio. They did a study. It's funny. There was a huge study, and I wish I'd know the radio station I want to listen to. They did a study about, it was all about what you women love most about dick sizes. And
really?
It was all. First of all, I did a study of, like, which countries or ethnicities have bigger ones. It wasn't that big of a difference. And then they did the other things. Everybody says, well, the size of the hands, the size of the feet. And the study says, nah, that really doesn't pan out.
It's not true?
They say overall it's not. Maybe occasionally you can find, oh, yeah, big. But they say overall, yeah, it's really not.
Now, bodybuilders do have a problem in that department. And it seems like the more they pump themselves up, the smaller it gets.
Well, and a lot of those guys in the old days when it was legal and nobody cared were doing roids. And they say roids, I don't know if it's because of steroids and the body producing it. Apparently it shrunk that stuff down there. That's normally where the... that's where like testosterone comes from, or at least it gets to come out and stuff. Yeah. They said some of those big bastards that were like doing heavy into... testosterone there, they had like little baby balls and dicks.
You know what, I gotta tell you though, the best comeback I ever heard was from a male friend of mine, very handsome, looked like Sam Elliott when he was maybe like 35
or 40. Was there somebody I never met
him.
Hey, you know what, I bet Sam Elliott is packing. I bet he's packing.
But you don't know. See, that's
so this guy did
that's
wasn't.
What you don't know.
He told me he went home with a girl, and as she'd already gotten him in the bed, and as he was undressing, she looked at him and said, "Just who do you think you're going to please with that?" And he looked at her and said,
"Me."
I thought, what an awesome comeback. He didn't care.
That is an awesome.
He said, yeah me.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's sad that she would say that. That's me. As a jelly bean.
That is mean. If it's true.
No Valentine card for her.
She is not going to get a Christmas card ever again. That's right. Scratch that bitch off the Christmas card.
No,
list.
But I have to add this.
Add it, Deb.
If I remember correctly.
Well, like Rosanna Dana would say on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Which you did Baba Walthaus. Remember, she did.
Yeah.
She was a Baba Walthaus. I am Baba Walthaus.
Correctly married this wench, and she didn't last 18 months.
Hell
I remember
no.
He had a
we
lot of trouble.
Look at that. Well, who needs psychic ability to predict that?
Here's what's funny. Let's think about this from a visual scientific method. Women can walk up and say, well, this guy's package isn't big, but a guy doesn't know if you are porting the fucking Grand Canyon either. You can't tell if looking at a woman. You could be throwing a hot dog down a hallway if that chick has got this giant fucking Grand Canyon. It doesn't matter what you're packing. It ain't going to do anything. So the women can talk all the shit they want, but they got some own things.
You got to learn to exercise those muscles, lady. Lady. Read Victorian novels like Lady Chatterley's Love. ooh, there's a lot of instruction in there on how the whores, the hookers, wanted to get a guy to get off that.
International show, it's a Virgil in the UK. I just noticed him now. Hope he hasn't been here too long.
No, because you might get it blocked, so be careful. Anyway.
Aren't you a,
Lady Chatterley's lover, top.
That was a book, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
And there was a time.
You never
in my,
read it.
In my 20s, I was reading it.
Of course you were.
Yeah. And
no,
it
wasn't an insult. I mean, she is more literary. That's her thing. That's her thing. She's into arts, literary. She's a good writer. That's why I said, of course, you're not to make an insult.
Okay. Well, thank you. Anyways, there's a technique in there that they called, I'm not going to say the real word because it's really, it's a bad word, but we'll call it penis nipping. And they knew how to get that little bugger right up there in their cervixes, and then that would create a vacuum, and bam, these guys could not last. So
So what was the gain from that, getting knocked up?
No, to get them off, to go on to the next client.
Yeah, but back then, birth control really wasn't a thing, so that means that chick probably is going to get knocked up back in the time frame when that was taken.
Oh, they had tons of abortions back then. Some countries had a special, like, tea that would abort a fetus.
I could see that.
They had
stuff, yeah.
Special doctors that would take care of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, real quick. Lisa.
Yeehaw!
Here's your rubber guard.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw! Subject is get the F out of your head. Get in your heart. Get out of your head and get in your heart because your heart misses you.
Oh.
And go down the street to the nearest bar.
I think that is never bad advice. Because you go down to the nearest bar. I like going to bars.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you're going out looking for nobody. It means you're going out and you're running into people. You talk.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of fun guys that are not, it's not always about banging. Meet a lot of fun people and stuff.
Play a good bar game called Ship, Captain, and Crew.
Always sit at the bar, too.
And wasn't that...
I don't know about women, but guys.
Isn't that done with dice?
I have never heard of that game in my entire life.
I used to play it a lot. It was a great way to get to know people.
Never heard of it. And I would never be in the Navy play a game called Ship, Captain, and Crew.
Why?
When I was in the Navy, I hated the fucking... If I'm going to a bar, I want to get away from the Navy. I don't want to keep the Navy.
It was a fun game. I just don't remember it.
I've never heard of it. You're making
shit
up.
Well, you know what?
You just
have them play and say, these are the rules, guys. And the rules change as we go along, depending on my mood.
That's what all of games women play. Now we've changed the rules. So what do you think, Deb?
I think
we got a rock and got a roll, right?
I do, yeah.
I think so. We got to order food.
Give us a full report on your Chinese dinner. That sounds great.
We shall do so. We're getting...
We get the house rice.
We're getting two orders of house special fried rice, which is with all the meats, extra spicy. Order a General Tso's chicken,
extra
spicy.
Yeah.
And some chicken and garlic sauce, extra spicy.
And sometimes you might get spring or egg roll.
Yeah, we typically don't like them this way tonight. They're better during... We don't give a shit. They sit there. They sit there and get thrown away. I shall not do so.
Yes, we're going to have a food feast.
Yes, we are.
But we have to get catch a good buzz first.
Well, I got to call it in and go pick it up.
Yeah.
Around, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know about where you are. Around here, delivery drivers are scarce.
Yes.
What?
Catherine said, plus crab rangoon. Those little...
Those are better at the buffet.
They are not. They make them good at Kin's. They are really good.
If you don't eat them right away, they turn to shit. I'll order some. Watch. It's going to turn to shit. You're not going
to
eat them.
You don't have to order them, but they are really good.
They are good. Crab rangoon or cheese wontons, they call them. Depends on what place you order from. They all have different names. Yeah. All right.
Well, I'll leave you with this note. Mr. Sandman, bring me a man.
Da-da-da-da. I bet that's what he sings when he goes to sleep at night.
Oh, cut it out.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a schnitzel. Da, 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 da. My hairy butt likes to bite on the pillow. Ba, 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 ba.
you know, if that was true, he would be busy entertaining men every night.
But you know he's not, right?
He's not.
How do you know? Well, not
yeah,
there. How do you know when he says, hey, I got to go do this thing? How do you know he's not doing on a trapeze with some guy doing gay butt sex?
Because I know.
How do you know?
I know what cheating or illicit sex looks like in the cards.
He said unless they're really good at hiding it, you said sometimes you can't break through that.
Yeah, sometimes.
Maybe he's really good at it, butt pirateness. I need a hairy butt filter.
I never knew you were such a homophobe.
Why is that? What? Now, here's the deal. Why is people, when people say, I don't like something, it doesn't mean you're afraid of it, Deb. Why do you say that?
Because you wouldn't care what other people
I don't
do.
Care what they do, but I can give you my opinion. I don't give a shit if somebody bangs another guy. I don't care if you bang a fucking tree. Have at it. But I can tell
that
you
would
that
hurt.
I can tell you that I wouldn't do it. And I don't like it. It doesn't make me afraid of it. No, everybody can do what they want out there as long as you're not injuring and hurting somebody. Do what you want. But I'm just saying, if you ask my opinion,
stay away from the tree.
Negative. I'm not going to do that.
Keep children animals out of it.
Or just in general, can't break laws and hurt people. Otherwise, do what you got to do. But if you want my opinion, what I think about it, I'll be like, oh, hell no. Why would I want a guy?
We could have bang a tree marathon.
You know what? Catherine said she.
Hey, they call them tree huggers for a reason, right?
She wants to see somebody do it.
See what do it?
Said personally, now she wants to watch somebody bang a tree.
You know what? In the world we live in, I bet if you Google that, I bet somebody is out there that has done it.
That they've done it? Yeah. Well.
It's
there's
a sad
a lot of stuff
we live in today. A lot of depravity. Lots of depravity.
I saw on social media once where a woman married her chandelier.
She married her chandelier?
What was she doing?
It was and he married it. She loved it. He loved it so much he married it. I didn't read too much more about it. I just scrolled on past. I said, well, you know, it's America.
She married it. She married it. You know? I guess if you love something enough, you can marry it. You know, hey. I don't think she can write that off on her taxes, though. I think that's.
I think it was on the TLC channel.
Those of you who have watched Grey's Anatomy, there was one story, and you saw it, where a guy had been screwing like a hornet's nest.
No, I did not see that.
Yeah.
Remember, I hardly see much of that.
And he ended up in the hospital.
You know, then you might as well masturbate with barbed wire. Why would
his
you do that?
Or girlfriend knew about it.
That doesn't even make sense.
He just likes the sensation of all of them.
It's
the
Grey's
really,
Anatomy, first of all.
Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, my God.
And then at the 80% part of the show, they got to play that music. La, 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 la.
He doesn't
well, you
like
sort of
la, 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 la.
Da, da, da. They got to have a point in that Grey's Anatomy. They got to play this love music. Da, da, da,
yeah.
Da, da.
And you've heard that swinging from the chandelier. Now she's married to it.
I bet it doesn't give her any trouble. You know?
If you watch the movie The War of the Roses about a big divorce thing, the chandelier comes into play. It kills them both.
Oh,
just,
really? You know, one of my
great movies.
You know, one of my
Danny DeVito, great War of the Roses, great movie. You're gonna love it. You gotta watch it. I recommend it.
One of my good girlfriends said, let's hope that this between me and the neighbor never turns into War of the Roses. And I, now that you said I didn't really see the movie.
Sad. It's hilarious. It's great.
Kathleen Turner,
Michael Douglas, and Danny DeVito is like a divorce lawyer talking to this couple that's not even part of the movie. And he's telling them, here's maybe why you should think about this divorcing. He's telling about this horror story, and that's what Michael Douglas may come in. Basically, they're rich and they live in this great house. And the advice is, nobody move out. You make the other person move out. So they do all these crazy shit to try to make each other move out. Great movie. Great movie. Yeah. I recommend it. It's hilarious. And Kathleen Turner was still young and hot, and Michael Douglas.
Yeah, have you seen her lately?
Yeah, we've seen her lately, but yeah. And it was hilarious. And they're good actors and actresses. It was a funny movie.
She was hot.
She was smoking. She's up on my list, my top five.
And what are the others?
Well, back then, this is back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Michelle Pfeiffer was up there, you know, stuff like that. This is back in the 80s, in my idea. Now, this has changed. That's all. I think it's a wrap. We're under 4 minutes.
Yeah, we're going to have to go.
Enjoy your Chinese. Good night.
It's going to be orgasmic. Lisa, we'll be here tomorrow night.
Saturday night's all right for a fight.
I hope there's something new to report. God.
I'm
so tired.
Listen, remember, though, it's going smoothly until you battle. So, I don't see one.
No.
You know,
he was kissing my ass. When I went,
you know what, Lisa? Sometimes when he's all in a bad mood and he's kind of like being snarky with you, you have to look at him and say, you know something? I bet a lot of this tension could be relieved with some really good.
And say it as I'm unwrapping his package.
Oh, my.
Yeah, because, you know, you guys know this is October.
I don't think he'll stop you.
You're almost 12 months in and nobody's banged anybody.
Yeah,
but I'm looking good for the home team, folks, all right? If I'm a Vegas odds maker and say, hey, what do you think these guys are going to have sex with? Well, they're not 13 and they've been together for 11 months. They haven't had sex. Why would they do it now after all this time? Why would you break a streak?
I know. Has it been 11?
LRZ seems to be their thing. Yeah.
Time goes fast.
It does go fast. It's funny. October's coming now.
But he's
fast.
Changed a lot. I think he's changed a lot. And I think maybe I've changed a lot, too. I don't know.
You need to get him really high. And then he will allow you to do whatever you want.
No, it doesn't work that way.
No.
But he told me that the other day. He said, I'll do it whatever you want. He told me that the other day. We were getting out of the car, and I said, he asked me, he said, are you good? He was getting out of the car, meaning, do you have everything? And I said, I'm a very bad girl. And then he came around, and he said, I will do anything that you want me to do.
And you know what?
But the thing is,
get your bustier on and your garter. And get a bull with the closet.
He's full of shit. He's a talker.
Crack it and say, get your ass in that bedroom right now.
I'll talk, no action.
I think he's going to do it. He wants to be overtaken. So then he doesn't have to perform.
He's got no game. He's gameless. He's gameless in Seattle. If he is, instead of sleepless.
Well, I'll tell you what. If he's into a threesome, if that's what it'll take, tell him to buy me a ticket. I'll fly out there.
Oh, God. I
hope if he's into a threesome, he's going to be looking for some schnitzelgruben.
I will sit on the headboard.
No. He's going to be looking for to add some tube steak to the party, Deb. Oh, no. Gotta go. All right. Bye, Lisa. I'm bringing up.
Lisa, we'll look for you tomorrow night. Thank you, honey. Take care.
That's right.
Good night.
Here we go.
And pleasant
dreams
to you
is
a
wish.
And a prayer
that every dream comes true. Everybody, bye-bye.
How
are you? Saturday. 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 Saturday.